travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, there's a new airline flying from Dublin to Boston. The city itself makes for a great combination of heritage, hip neighbourhoods and food. And Irish independent travel editor Paul O'Connella has been enjoying all of that. He's just back on a JetBlue flight.
I'm off it this morning.
Now, JetBlue is not new, but it's new to us.
It is new. This is the first time, to my knowledge, it's flown from Dublin, and they have just started flights to New York and to Boston, and they're seasonal, meaning they'll run for the summer up until late September, and they are on single-aisle A321neo aircraft, so not the wide-body aircraft with the two aisles that you might be used to flying on. Aer Lingus does have a few of these going to on routes like Cleveland, for instance, and it's something to know that for, say, Boston is a seven-hour flight out. It was just 5.5 hours coming back this morning, so it's not that long. But the longer the routes get on these planes, the more stretched they feel, because you still just have the loos at the back.
Yeah.
And there's a single little galley area in the middle. Now, there is business class and there is economy on these, which might surprise some people. JetBlue calls its business class Mint. And I think it's probably got the jump on Aer Lingus with this. It's got these lie-flat seats that are angled into the aisle so you don't share it with a neighbour beside you. Everybody has their own partition. Okay. There's a sliding door that blocks off the aisle. And they have other quirks that you'll get in economy and in business are like free high-speed Wi-Fi. Now, the high-speed, I'd question. It was high-speed at times and at others I couldn't get an email.
But it's free.
But it's free, easy to sign up. You just have to watch an ad. It's got other stuff, like it's got HBO and Peacock on its TVs. It kind of styles itself as a disruptor with good service. It has branded meals and snacks from American companies like Dig, which is the healthy fast food chain, or Legacy Records. So it's bringing a bit of fun, a bit of colour, and combined with the new planes, I think it's an interesting alternative to what's on offer. Most people would be familiar with Aer Lingus, but it is not that cheap. It does say it's low fares, but the cheapest I can see, Pat, at the moment is from $300 one way. And so that's about, let's say, about €280. The other thing to point out, if you want to stump up for extra legroom, in the middle of the plane, it has what it calls even more seats with a good extra 6 inches on the knees. And
that makes a huge difference.
It really makes a difference. Yeah. It really does. Now, you could end up, it's dynamic pricing, of course, like all these things. So you could end up on a less busy route paying $60. On another one, it could be over 100. But it's worth a look at if you, because obviously Mint
is
out of reach of
many. How much is Mint?
Mint, the cheapest I can see it is around $1,050 one way. Now, that's what people are paying for business class at the moment. You get the meals, you get the wine, you get to lie down and theoretically go to sleep if you can. You get the noise-cancelling headphones, you get the big screen, the partition, all that. What you don't get, and I think regular business class travellers would want to know this, is lounge access. So JetBlue doesn't do lounges. And I think that's one reason why its Mint is definitely a little bit more affordable than other competitors out there.
Okay. If you're, I don't know whether you in Mint or were you in...
I went out economy and I came back in Mint.
To explore both.
To try both.
Options.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What's the grub like in economy?
So I was surprised by it. It's actually, it's as good as I've had flying transatlantic. It's not going to compare to a meal I can eat on the ground, but it was healthy. It was a cold meal. It was like a couple of different sides from this restaurant called Dig. One was a chicken grain bowl, which was sort of had there was quinoa, there was nice fresh chicken. And it actually, I could feel the flavours coming through. It wasn't nuked. I didn't feel sort of like a stodge, collection of stodge after it.
And so then your evening meal on the way home.
Well, there you go. They do this service. I always feel a bit guilty talking about business class, but they do a service on the what they call a shut or a shut eye service on the way back. So you get all of the food at once on a big tray, and there's several small plates. Very tasty, fresh ice cream with lovely broken biscuit on it. You have your wine, all the rest. You have the real cutlery on the glass beside. And they, you know, if this was a daytime flight on the way out, this would be staggered and your dessert would come later and they'd be much more leisurely. But really, people who are paying for business class coming back from the
generally
States,
they want to sleep, don't they?
They want to get to sleep as quickly as possible so they're not looking like I am
now,
this morning.
tell me about Boston as a place to visit. Is there lots to do?
I fell for it all over again. Boston is small. It's walkable. You can jump on the T if you need to take a quick, skip a few stops. Ubers and Lyfts are easily available. It's relatively low rise, easy to find your way around. There's great neighbourhoods like Beacon Hill with its boutiques, like the North End, real Italian culture there. And it, of course, you will know that it's known as the Cradle of Liberty. So as the States goes, this is as old as it gets in terms of Western, obviously not native history. So everywhere you go, there's like a Paul Revere house, or there's somewhere where its State House was where the American Declaration of Independence was read for the first time. They have this lovely idea called a Freedom Trail, which leads you past 16 historic points. You remember the Tea Party originally was in Boston. It's just a line of red bricks in the pavement. It's very clever. And you follow it for 2.5 miles and the stops are along the way. It struck me that we should do something like that in Dublin.
You don't need the guide.
Yeah, you can if you want to follow someone dressed as Benjamin Franklin and pay for it. You're welcome. But you can also just listen to cues on the app or follow it yourself, or just do 2 or 3 stops, which is what I did.
What about food? Because it's known for its seafood.
It is known for its seafood. It's right on the coast. As you're flying in over it, you can see just how, like, you pass over the port of Gloucester, you pass by Salem, you come into the bay, and Logan Airport itself is on landfill in the middle of the bay. So what I did was I took a food tour with Bites of Boston, because I like taking food tours when I go to cities like this, because you learn about the city through its food and you kind of are touring with like-minded folk and you get chatting and all that. So we started with the least glamorous dish I've ever started with on a food tour: baked beans.
Why? Why baked beans?
I learned that this was the Sunday special in Puritan times, because they slow cooked it on a Saturday in a big clay pot with beans, with pork, with molasses and all the rest of it. And then they could respect the Sabbath and eat out of the pot. Moved on to clam chowder, which is unlike our seafood chowder in that it just has clams and potatoes and veg. And the trick with the clam chowder is that it needs to be thick, but not so thick that your spoon stands up in it, I learned. Then I chowed down on a lobster roll, and this was my favourite. This is just simply plump, pillowy New England lobster on a toasted bun with a light coating of mayo, not too much to be all over the place spoiling it. Apparently the lobster rolls, this is funny, they'd been eating them for yonks, but it was repopularized in New York in the 90s, and they were kind of caught by surprise going, hey, we've been eating these things forever. Now they're suddenly trendy and costing $20.
Had to have Boston cream pie. Where did you have it?
I had it in, so there's a hotel called the Omni Parker House. It's one of the real old school wood paneled storied Boston institutions. The cream pie is a vanilla sponge cake. It's not a pie, and it's filled with cream and topped with chocolate. And it's yum. But I was more interested in this hotel. My eye kept going to the pictures on the wall of JFK, of the old Boston mayors, of Honey Fitz and people like that. I learned that it was in the dining room that if you book table 40 at the Parker House, that is where JFK proposed to Jackie. I don't know whether he was having a Boston pie or a lobster roll or what was it.
Now, in terms of markets, are there any on-street markets?
Yes, great city for the markets. There's a time-out market, which you might know from Lisbon, from Chicago, but I wasn't that taken with it. It felt kind of overly produced to me, kind of like someone said, oh, let's put all these vendors in one place, style it with black signage. And I much preferred a place called Quincy Market, which is right in the downtown, real cut and thrust. There's like it's a thin corridor you pass through. There's all there's Boston chowder, there's the lobster rolls, there's all kinds of Asian fusion stuff. But the vendors are shouting at you. The food is fresh and ready to go. They have made up dishes on top of the counters that are tempting you. Loads of people. It's elbow to elbow. There's buskers around the place. Just kind of felt more authentic,
real,
if I can say that. Yeah, I really like that.
Now, I have never heard of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Why should I have heard of it?
It's been the subject of a really popular Netflix documentary series called This Is a Robbery. In 1990, thieves posing as police officers pulled outside at night time. got in and made off with 16 paintings, including a Vermeer. Now, if you know anything about art, you'll know how valuable Vermeer is, and a couple of Rembrandts, including one famous one called The Sea of Galilee. And it's been made famous by that documentary, but in actual fact, there's an awful lot more to it. They have left the empty frames in place, and the curator noted to me that it's really ironic that people come here to look at absence. You'll see people looking at the empty frames, but there's also, it was built by this lady from the Gilded Age, who was a really independent, free-spirited, unusual curator of art called Isabella Stewart Gardner, and it's a sort of a Venetian palace-style building with an interior atrium that's just popping with ferns and plants, and it's beautiful with these little arches surrounding it, people sitting in it, people from the local art college sketching, really young crowd. Loads of them dressed up in colourful dresses, taking pictures, doing Instagram videos. So it seems to have hit with the mix of the art, with this fascinating woman, with the documentary and with the Instagram gang. It has suddenly found itself at a confluence of popularity. I couldn't believe how busy it was. And they said it to myself that their attendance is absolutely off the hook. It's $20, but if your name is Isabella, this is fun. You go free for life.
Now, there's loads of other things to do in Boston. Skyline views, the big observation deck, view Boston from the 52nd floor of the Prudential Tower.
Yep.
It's expensive, though.
It is. This is the thing about the States. And I got off the minute I got off the plane, it came back to me, you know, and go to Starbucks or whatever, you're going to pay $6 for your coffee by the time you add the tip. That Skyline View Boston, it's a great observation deck. Go at sunset, but it really, there are better ones out there. But it costs nearly $50 to go. And as you know, in the States, you're tipping 20% every time you eat so much as a baked bean.
In summary, you would recommend it highly.
Boston, like, it's hard to say, is it better than Chicago? Is it better than New York and so on? But it is small, it's walkable, has the heritage, has the great food. In two or three nights, you come back feeling really energised by it. So, yeah, I'd go for it again.
Paulo Canela, along with his jet lag, thank you very much, Paulo, for joining us.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says, I love you, like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.